It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Our toll-free number, same as it is every weekend, it's 800-823-8255. Good morning, I am Ron Wilson, your personal yard boy on this Saturday after Thanksgiving. And let's kick it off with a cup of Joe, Mr. Joe Strecker, our executive producer. And today, our producer, find out what's going on in his wife's lawn landscape. Our website, ronwilsononline.com, Facebook page in the garden with Ron Wilson, what happened at the Streckers on Thanksgiving Day, and whatever else we want to talk about. Good morning, sir.
You'll never guess what happened this week. Something with a Christmas tree.
What?
Your wish may have come true.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. No.
What? Thanks a lot. We're going to make this a really long show for you for the next 3 hours.
I appreciate that.
So you've been saving that?
Saving that all week.
I love it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I've got to be me.
So you're our producer again today. This is fun.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Danny's on the mend. I didn't hear much from him this week.
So he's recovering. He's doing well, hopefully.
Yeah, getting it all back together. Maybe we'll see him back in here in another week or so. But in the meantime, we got Joe with us. It's a lot of fun. And this Saturday has always been a traditional Saturday that we have had our Thanksgiving special with in-house guests.
Right.
Rita and Buggy Joe.
I guess they got lost.
And of course, when Gary Solomon would get here, we'd have Gary in here, and anybody else that wanted to come in, of course, you and me and food and drink and just have a grand old time for 3 hours.
And they got lost.
It's just you and me.
Because Danny's not here.
Yeah, so you have to sit over there.
Right.
And so Dan's not here, so everybody decided just not to show up.
Exactly.
Because it was just going to be you and me.
Just us.
Oh, great. Me. Well, last year was the same way, remember, because of COVID.
Yeah, but there was an excuse.
There was a reason for that.
Now there's no excuse.
So now there's 2 years in a row, and they haven't been in here. So it's kind of weird, but it is. I mean, because we've always had, like, this in here, which is totally covered with food and drink, and Joe Boggs chewing on everything and eating and drinking, and not alcohol, but, well, there was some limoncello, I think.
I believe so.
And some cherry bounce. Just to
taste, just
to put your finger in it and just tasting it, just to make sure
exactly
that it tasted good. But so it's just Joe and me, and I let Joe down.
No, you did not.
No, I did. I mean, I brought things in for breakfast so we'd have something to eat, but I let you down because we talked last week. He was going to bring in something from their Thanksgiving dinner, family dinner, and I was going to make White Castle stuffing, and I bought the White Castles. They're still in the refrigerator. And we got done cooking the celery and onions and all the other stuff for the regular stuffing, and I forgot to do the White Castle stuffing. So then I would have to go and fire it back up again, and I said, I'm just not doing it.
It's okay.
So I apologize.
It's okay.
But you brought in your – well, is there a name for that?
It's just my mom's chicken liver stuffing.
It's a chicken liver – which I love chicken livers. And then it has like a coating on the outside of it.
I really don't know how my mom makes it because these recipes, one of those, I just throw this in here and this in there and she knows what it is. But it's my dad's mom's, so that'll be my Oma's recipe from Yugoslavia.
I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, I feel like I could taste the sages and the thymes and things like that, maybe. But I couldn't pick out all the different spices and herbs that were around that. I could taste the liver, which I love liver.
Yeah.
But that was outstanding.
So well, I'll let her know when I see her later.
Thank you, Mrs. Strecker, for letting Joe bring that in. And I cleaned out your container, and Joe has it so he can bring it back to you.
I just thought it was cute that my mom would say that, tell Ron that this was made fresh on Thursday. What?
It was very good. I liked
good,
it.
So glad you liked it.
Yeah, thank you for sending that in. I couldn't figure out what it was that's on that coating around the outside. And I guess I'll never know because she's not going to share her secret.
Of course not.
And that's your Oma's.
That's my Oma's, yeah.
Recipe. I wonder if that's written down or if that was just passed along.
If it's verbally. Written down, it's written in a different language.
So you wouldn't be able to read it anyway. Neither right. one of us could figure it out. All right. That's what we were talking about that the other day with a couple of my nieces and nephews. We were talking about my mom's recipes on a few things that she tried to show us how to do that. It's not written down. And you can show people how to cook this stuff, but I need it written down for at least the first three or four times that I do it. And there was no way you could write it down because there's just no – they just do it.
Yeah.
So, and I've got a couple recipes that way too, but they just do it, and so it's hard to pick up on that. So.
A pinch of this, a little bit of that.
Oh, we've got that. Let's throw that in there. So, but it was great, so thank you very much. I haven't had chicken livers with whatever that was around the outside at 5:30 in the morning, but that was pretty tasty.
I'm glad you liked it.
So, yeah, so we don't have any limoncello for you, no cherry bounce. No.
I don't know how I'm going to get through today.
I don't know how you're going to make it. You know, your McDonald's and your light half and half tea.
I definitely need that. Need a little boost of caffeine today.
So, folks know you actually help with one of the major player high school teams here, football.
Right.
Do their football games. They're right. On-air football games. So on Friday nights, you're out late at night doing that, and they've been in the playoffs.
Right.
So Joe's been coming back from that, trying to get a couple winks, and then coming in here and doing this.
I do it all for you.
So, So it's been a little challenging the last couple weekends.
Well, it has been, but, you know, you just kind of do what you got to do. That's part of radio, you know.
But they lost last night.
Yes, they did. Moeller. So sadly, they're done.
Moeller High School. So that was to go to the championship.
Yeah, that would have been if they would have won. That would have been Canton next week.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have seen you on Saturday morning.
It all depends on if Daniel was have been back. So
now, do they play? Would they play the championship on Friday night, or is that during?
They would be the feature game on Friday. So yeah, that would be the 7 o'clock game. So in Canton.
Interesting. Now, our show, based out of Cincinnati, Ohio, of course, we're all excited here because the Bearcats finished up yesterday 12-0.
Heck yeah.
And they're fourth in the championship playoffs right now.
Fourth and going to at least go up one spot.
Think so?
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to lose?
Well, it's got to be either Georgia or Alabama.
Right. Somebody's got to lose this weekend. And one of those is going to – you think if Georgia loses, they'll fall out of the top four?
Georgia's not going to lose, though.
If Georgia would have lost, do you think they would have fallen out of the top four or just dropped down to number three?
No, they wouldn't, but they're not going to lose.
Right. And then Alabama's out, you think?
Yeah, Alabama will go down to four.
So they'll stay in the top four anyway.
Right. It's going to go Georgia, the Buckeyes, Cincinnati, and then Alabama. That's my prediction.
And 2 and 3 play each other to go into the championship. So Ohio State, yeah, it's 1 and 4 and 2 and 3. So Ohio State would have to play UC.
That'd be what a lot of people want.
But no, wouldn't it be better, though, if it was the championship game? And you know what's funny? And I know this has nothing to do with our gardening show, but if we were talking about this the other day because, I mean, we got a lot of ties here with the Bearcats, with Carly going there, and I've always supported the Bearcats, love the Bearcats. Of course, being an Ohio State alum, love the Ohio State. I'd love to see both of them make it to the championship game, but then I really like this. I mean, I want to see a good game. I want to see both of them do really well. Obviously, I want Ohio State to win because I'm from Ohio State, but I want to see the Bearcats win because they deserve it. But wow, it's going to be a tough one.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, Ohio State
still got to get past Michigan today. So.
Well, who?
Michigan, I'm not afraid to say it. You and Joe Boggs, I mean, you guys are afraid to say the M word, Michigan. I don't know. Doesn't bother me.
I'm not afraid. I just don't like using profanity on the radio.
I understand. You ever hear that story where Woody Hayes made the bus drive across the state line before they could get gas because there was no way he was going to stop?
I never heard that story.
He was going to stop in Michigan and pay money and get gas in the state of Michigan. That was pretty funny.
Boy.
Yeah. Great.
That was back when it was fun, though.
Great rivalry back then.
That was back when it was fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. So that's going to be a good game. A lot of good games today. So lots of fun. So the Thanksgiving weekend continues on. All right, we've got to take a break. Joe says he's giving me that snap. Yeah, see what they do is they put their hands together, fists, and they go like breaking something. That means, Ron, stop, take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue to talk. So, all right, I'll do that. And we are taking your calls today. 800, and I'll tell you the lineup when we come back. 800-823-8255 here in the Garden with Ron Wilson.
Green thumb or not, Ron can help at 1-800-823-TALK. This is In the Garden with Ron Wilson.
Welcome back here in the Garden with Ron Wilson, part two of the Cup of Joe. Mr. Joe Strecker, our executive producer, talking with Joe, of course, on this Saturday after Thanksgiving and what we all did for our Thanksgiving dinners and recipes and family things. And, of course, we'll talk about our website at ronwilsononline.com, which, of course, Joe Strecker has everything to do with what you see on there. So, Joe, when you look at the table Thursday, when you went to sit down, you look around, you see all the food, what's the favorite thing that was on that table?
The turkey.
The turkey?
Gotta love the turkey.
White or dark?
White.
Is your whole family like the breast better than the dark meat?
It's kind of a potpourri, but, you know, I prefer the white meat.
Yeah. My wife and her family always liked the dark meat, so they always fought over that, and the legs and the wings. So they gave me all the turkey breast.
Nice.
I was a happy camper, because yeah. I like the white meat, too. I'm a little bit more of that.
White meat's good.
Gravy?
Of course, gravy.
Oh, you gotta have gravy on there. Mashed potatoes or stuffing?
Mashed potatoes and stuffing.
You call it dressing or stuffing?
Stuffing.
Stuffing. I heard somebody say the other day, somebody said dressing. You're like, what is dressing?
What?
Yeah. They didn't know what dressing was. It's stuffing. Same thing. So dressing. So you like the stuffing, mashed potatoes, cranberries?
Cranberries. The recipe with fresh cranberries, and it's kind of like it's got sugar and cinnamon in it. It's pretty good.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a thing last night where they were making, forget what they were making, but they were going to have, they took applesauce and put barbecue sauce on it. Oh, huh. They were doing the loftas or whatever those are called, the Jewish potato cake.
Oh, yeah.
They were putting, instead of just applesauce, they were putting barbecued applesauce on the side. Yeah, I thought that was kind of.
Okay. Is that one of those Food Network shows?
No, it was like a good, you know, NBC, Good Morning America, whatever it was, one of the Good Morning Americas or something like that. And the lady was cooking, and she was showing how to do those, and she was doing them with sweet potatoes, which was interesting, sweet potatoes and the onions and all the stuff in there. And then she had the applesauce. She said, but we're going to put a little twist in it. We're going to put a couple tablespoons of barbecue sauce in it, and then mix it all together, and then eat that on the side or put it on top and eat it that way. Like, I don't know.
And then you throw it in the trash can.
I was going to say, I like barbecue and I like applesauce, but I've never heard of that before. So
no.
A little different.
I'll pass.
So did you get everything that you wanted for Thanksgiving?
For the most part, yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, my mom didn't make strudel this year, but that's okay.
No strudel?
It's okay.
Did you see the picture of the strudel?
Yes,
I did. Dr. Alan Armitage was eating?
That strudel was bigger than someone's head.
Was bigger than his head, and that was only half of, you know, which is cut in half. That thing must have been 8 inches thick.
Yeah, probably four pounds too.
Unbelievable. He's in Indian. He's going to be with us this morning, by the way. He's in Indianapolis visiting. I think he's had Thanksgiving with their son or daughter that lives in Indian. I used to call it Indian No Place when we lived in Greensburg, because there wasn't a whole lot going on in Indianapolis, but there is today. They've really done a lot. But anyway, they went somewhere that had. Huge apple strudel.
Had a huge apple strudel.
Oh, my gosh, that thing is enormous. And I'm sure he ate it all because he loves his apples.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and I'm sure that it was about 2,000 calories right there, too.
Think so?
Oh, it's huge.
Don't you just look at that and say it's apples? It's good for you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Thanksgiving. Calories don't count.
On that particular day and yesterday, they don't count.
Exactly.
Now today, then you have to start thinking about it again.
Yeah, well, maybe after football.
After the games are over. Maybe tonight, after you're done cleaning everything up. Then tomorrow, we'll start thinking about...
But the Steelers and the Bengals play.
Oh, I don't...
Well, Monday.
Yeah, then Monday we'll start thinking
Monday
about
we'll start.
Yeah, as you start making those holiday cookies.
Right.
For Christmas, which is only three weeks away?
Told you, it's going to fly.
Unbelievable. So, and you've got your tree up, right?
Yes, the tree is up.
Okay. By the way, our website's ronwilsononline.com, and if you want to see some interesting videos, Joe has posted two of them up there, which I thought was kind of cool. The folks from organization Real Christmas Trees, which, of course, we try to promote live Christmas trees here. Hopefully, you're getting out this weekend to buy your live Christmas tree. Keep it real. But they've got a kind of a spoof on the families picking out live trees, and it's kind of funny. It had to be kind of funny or Joe wouldn't put it on the website.
Exactly.
So, because he censors everything like that. And if I send him stuff and he goes, I don't know about that. And he won't put it on there. But if it's okay or a little bit funny, then he'll go ahead and put it on there. So check those out. It's the Holderness family with their Christmas, keeping it real. So be sure and check it. By the way, Joe, I saw gifts for, we're talking about gifts for your workers and virtual meeting people and new vegetable gardeners and things. And I found a Christmas gift that I think was, I thought of you for some reason.
All right.
It's gifts for those that are just totally exhausted. Would that be you?
That's me.
Overworked to fill hours. So they've got a lot of employees out there that are overworked to fill hours.
Yep.
And I said, you know what? This is the perfect, and it really, if you think about this, the perfect gift for Joe Strecker. It's a terrarium. But you put the terrarium together. So you buy the glass bowl and all the little plants and the soil and the little figures and the benches and the tiny bridges and the rocks and all that stuff. And then you have to sit down and put it together to build
the
terrarium.
What's the worst three words in the English language?
What?
What's the worst three words in the English language?
What?
Some assembly required.
Well, but that's the whole point, to get your mind off of all the filling in you've been doing to fill the, you know, fill
Can't
in.
Can't you just do it for me?
No, that's what the whole thing's about. Gifts for those that are overworked because they're filling hours or pandemic exhaustion or whatever it may be. You sit down and you just relax, you know, and you just build your own little terrarium.
So let's take a couple wagers. What will I get first, the terrarium or the stuffing?
Stuffing. The terrarium. Then I'm going to get you a Navage.
Oh, I want one of those.
So you can clean out your... I could never use those things. Oof. I don't know how they do that. But anyway. So anyway, I thought of you because of all the hard work you've been doing the last 2 or 3 weeks here and filling in and doing the high school games and all that stuff. And you've just been working overloaded. I need you to sit down after we get through all of this stuff and just relax. Do what?
Make a terrarium.
And put your little terrarium together. Little container, rocks, soil, succulents,
maybe a little
tiny
gnomes.
Plants, little garden gnomes in there, Joey and Eddie. Think of how relaxed you'd be when it's all done.
That'd be great.
You'd pick that up and throw it across the room.
Be Joey, Eddie, and Jamie. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, we'll take a break, come back. Phone lines are open for you. 800-823-8255 on this Saturday after Thanksgiving here in the Garden with Ron Wilson.
Landscaping made easier with your personal yard boy. He's in the garden, and he's Ron Wilson.
Welcome back. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson. Again, that toll-free number, 800-823-8255, talking about yarding. On this Saturday after Thanksgiving, hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving day. And of course, Friday, great day as well. A lot of families sticking around, staying with together Thursday and Friday. A lot of folks finally getting together that weren't able to get together last year. I know our family this year, everybody, I don't know about you, Joe, but everybody on in my immediate family, my mom's, all the grandkids and everybody there. So kind of a rarity. We actually made everybody go outside and take pictures. It was kind of cold, but got everybody together and took pictures of all the different families and stuff. So did you get everybody together at your house?
For the most part, my sister still stayed where she was, but, you know, couldn't come down.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes.
Everyone else had fun, so.
But last year, I mean, did you get together?
No, last year it was we did it solo.
Yeah, yeah. So make it a little different. So
which
yeah,
made this year's stuffing even better.
Why?
We couldn't have Thanksgiving with mom and dad. So.
Last year.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Because you guys had to stay separated from them during the pandemic.
Exactly.
Yeah. So good thing. So yeah, it was it's fun getting everybody together and doing whatever and. Maybe there weren't as many family conflicts this time. You know, when families get together, sometimes they do all the conflicts. And
well, you know there wasn't any last year.
Arguing. So you know there weren't any last year, so maybe taking a year off made it a little bit easier for everybody. You think?
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know, we had Katie Stagliano on the show about 3 weeks ago, and she was talking about the Katie's crops
right.
that she does. And you guys have that nice raised bed garden in the back that you didn't do a whole lot with this year, correct?
Correct.
What if Bethany applied for Katie's crops garden and you mentor her to do Katie's crops garden?
Or we can just leave it.
What a great way to
that would be a great way to do it, yeah.
Bethany involved with gardening.
Oh, yeah.
She's right at the right age?
16.
16? Yeah. I didn't say Gracie. I said Bethany.
Yeah, Grace is too busy.
Grace is too busy. But see, Bethany would like probably do that, you think?
Because she's not busy, trust me.
She's not? Okay. I just thought the other day, I said, you know what, Joe ought to apply for that with Bethany.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Maybe we'll do that for next year.
Or maybe your dad would do that with her.
I don't know about dad doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, but somebody could.
Exactly.
But she is taking those applications right now.
She is. Well, maybe we'll talk about it over the next couple of days.
Yeah, you won't. But I thought about that. I thought it would be pretty good. Interesting. But you won't. I know you won't. I'll. Can you give me her email address?
Sure.
Bethany's, so I can email her?
I don't know what her email is at gmail.com.
I'll mention it to her and bring it up, so we'll see. Okay. All right, as usual, because we got Ron. Oh, by the way, you always ask me what's the lineup for today.
I have. I asked you like four times.
I mean, four times, and I keep ignoring you. Coming up after the break, Ron Rothas, the Arbor Doc, will be with us, not to talk about trees today, but to talk about the weather and what we're going to see over the next 3 to 4 weeks as we go through the holiday season. And we'll get his prediction on whether or not we're going to see a little snow in our area for Christmas. He always has his prediction for that. Then coming up at the top of the hour, Rita Heikenfeld will be with us. She'll be in the house via the telephone. One of our traditional first folks for the Thanksgiving special, and we'll talk with Rita about whatever Rita wants to talk about, the herb garden and spices and her recipe, which happens to be leftover mashed potato pancakes. Then after that, we're going to have Dr. Alan Armitage with us this morning. He has a brand new book out, and of course, Christmas time is here, and you're looking for those perfect gifts. Gifts for the garden are absolutely wonderful gifts, especially books for the garden. And he has, whether you're looking for something specific, detailed, you know, about perennials or annuals or whatever, you can go that route. But don't forget, he also has his own personal books, and he's got his newest one that just came out, Writing Children's Stories. Yes, and I've got it, and it is fantastic. And he'll tell you more about that coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Then after that, guess what? We got him up. Buggy Joe Boggs will be with us at the top of the following hour, and we'll talk with Buggy Joe Boggs and find out what kind of Thanksgiving he had and all the bugs that happened and diseases in 2021 and what he sees for 22. And, of course, Gary Sullivan after that with a little bit of home improvement. So we got lots of guests, but we are taking your calls in between at 800-823-8255. What else on the website at RonWilsonOnline.com?
Well, the plan of the week is the cut Christmas tree, which is – as tradition.
Keep it real. Use that live cut Christmas tree or Bald and Burlap, either way. But that is our pick of the week for this week, because we want you to get out and if you've got an artificial tree, keep it in the closet. Get out to your local independent garden center. Grab yourself a really nice, fresh-smelling, wonderful live Christmas tree and start that tradition if you've never had it before. Maybe someday, even though he teased me this morning and said that they had a live tree, which they don't. We'll get the Streckers to do that in their household.
Maybe. Now, one final thing.
You'll never.
One final thing before the Cup of Joe's done.
Okay.
What is the
never
thing
done? You're
going to
be here through the whole
the
show. You know that, don't you?
No, what?
You're going to be here through the whole show, so it's not done.
I realize that.
Okay.
I mean, just for the Cup of Joe.
You'll be filling in, throwing your cup at us anyway.
What are you most thankful for?
What am I most thankful for? Being here with you.
Here I am trying to get all sentimental on you, get all BS-y on me.
I am thankful for being here with you.
Oh, thank you very much.
The two of us here this morning. You know what? I could go on forever and ever and ever, all the things I'm thankful for. I just, you know, it's we're here. We all made it through the pandemic, and we're still trying to get through that, but we're all here, and we're working together and working as a team, and seeing all my family yesterday, and I don't know. I'm thankful for everything. So I know it sounds stupid, but I am. So, how about you?
And I'm thankful for everything, family. Thankful for my wife who keeps me sane.
Thank goodness for those wives, huh?
Yep.
They keep us in line.
Yep.
Keep us grounded.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
They keep us grounded.
Yes, they do, certainly.
Yeah. So, yeah, keep us in line. So, yeah, we're always thankful for the family thing, I think, obviously, very, very important, so.
Yeah, I'm thankful for, wife, my kids, mom and dad, and my radio family. I couldn't have made it 20, wow, it's going to be 25 years next year without you.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
25 years. How long have we been doing this for? This is our 19th?
Let's see. When did Ohio State beat Miami?
2001. 2002.
So, yeah, that's about, 20 years.
20. Woo! Long time. So lots to be thankful for, and hopefully you are too. Anything else for us?
Because it reminds you, because what was the soundtrack this morning? It was Pink Floyd songs.
Pink Floyd.
And one of the songs was Time. It's like, wow, 20 years.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
It flies by, no doubt about it. So I'm just thankful we're all still here.
I'm thankful too.
All right.
Thankful for you, Ron Wilson.
Thankful for you, Joe Strecker. And thankful that Danny Gleason's getting better.
Yes, Danny, you got to get better because you got to be back here next week.
Yeah, you're wearing Joe out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even have to buy him a terrarium to try to get him to calm down. So.
Might need two. He went for the car, one for the house.
How about those little, office? Sand, those little feng shui sand things, little sand gardens?
Oh, yeah.
Make a little design in there and pattern.
Yeah. Come back, Daniel. I'll be writing it with my finger.
Maybe we'll bring Dr. Z back to calm you down.
Let's not. Whoa. Let's not get that crazy.
Enough's enough. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, hopefully he'll be here. Ron Roth, the Sea Arbor Doc, then Rita Heikenfeld, then Dr. Alan Armitage, then Buggy Joe Boggs, and then Gary Sullivan, and you and me in between on this Thanksgiving Saturday here in the garden with Ron Wilson and Joe Strecker.
Landscaping made easier with your personal yard boy. He's in the garden, and he's Ron Wilson.
Welcome back. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson, and as I promised, he is here. It's time for Weather It's the Weather, starring the true seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators, weather prediction extraordinaire. He was doing this since he was 5 years old, ladies and gentlemen. He is the man who inspired the saying, trees are good, amateur meteorologist, ISA board certified master arborist, the arbor doctor himself, Mr. Ron Rothus, website arbordoctor.com. Good morning, sir, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving and OH.
OHIO, you got it, buddy. Hey, you know, I have had the privilege of being at trade shows and seminars and things like that where they serve breakfast or lunch or dinner. And I know you enjoy a good meal. So what's it like when Ron Rothus walks up to the table on Thanksgiving Day?
What's it like?
I mean, you just kind of go nuts?
I love turkey. I love, you know, the turkey that you have on Thanksgiving. You know, the deli turkey just isn't the same.
Oh, no.
Even close. So, yes, I very much enjoyed turkey stuffing. Pumpkin pie is a wonderful thing. So,
now, yes. if you had to go pumpkin pie, pecan pie, or Frisch's coconut cream pie?
Frisch's pumpkin pie.
Frisch's pumpkin pie. Whipped cream on top?
Of course.
More whipped cream than pumpkin pie?
No. I like the pumpkin pie.
So you do like the flavor of the pumpkin pie?
I do.
We actually had some the coconut cream and the Frisch's pumpkin pie. I forgot how good that coconut cream pie was.
Yeah, the other pie that I like for Thanksgiving is apple pie, although I did not get that this year. But apple pie mix is good. Apples in fall, you know.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
Pretty seasonal.
And you have apples in the stuffing and apple sauce, fried apples. And you got to see this picture of Dr. Alan Armitage. He sent us. I sent it to Joe. It's a picture of him. Of course, he loves apples. And has an apple strudel that is, I'm not kidding you when I say this, 10 inches thick.
I heard you talking about it earlier.
Yeah, it's bigger than his head.
Wow.
And I'm sure he ate it.
I'm sure he did.
Because he loves his apples. Talking with Ron Rothus, of course, the Arbor Doc on this Saturday after Thanksgiving. His website, arbordoctor.com. So, today, not looking at the tree so much, although my mom's oak trees.
Always looking at trees.
Well, always looking at trees, but not talking so much about trees today. Although my mom's oak trees are still loaded with leaves. Those things, a lot have fallen down, but we got a long way to go.
Yeah, mine are finally, I'd say they're about half bare now. But they've held on a long time this year. I've had about 120 hours below freezing now, so. Everything that's late, the pear trees, you know, the calorie pears and the oaks are finally dropping. So,
except for the honeysuckle.
Well, it's starting to turn in some areas, but it's always behind.
It's still pretty green.
So, yeah, our friendly neighborhood invasive species, the calorie pear and the honeysuckle, are a couple of the last ones. I guess they get that extra photosynthesis in so they can just go on being invasive next year. But I thought we weren't going to talk about trees.
How can you not? You said we had to because it's who you are.
Well, now I'm happy.
Now you're happier. ArborDoctor.com is his website. So let's take a look at the weather. Obviously, we have you on this Thanksgiving Saturday because, one, we're thankful for you and being a part of our show on a regular basis, filling us out about trees and keeping us directed right, and, of course, talking about the weather as well. And we always appreciate having you on the show, so we're thankful for that. But we also like to have you on for this time because, you know, we got Christmas just a little over 3 weeks away. So now we're looking at your prediction as far as weather until Christmas and whether or not we're going to see that white stuff on the ground come Christmas morning. Have at it.
There will definitely be white stuff on the ground somewhere in the Northern Hemisphere on Christmas.
I didn't expect anything less from you.
And you do realize that meteorological winter starts in just a few days. But from the standpoint of Christmas in the Ohio Valley,
can't just leave people hanging with that. The meteorological Christmas winter starts on December the 1st.
Exactly.
Which is when actually that's when all of the weather records are actually kept, correct?
Correct.
For
weather records, the meteorologists consider winter to be December, the entirety of December, January, February, because those are the three coldest months of the year in most of the Northern Hemisphere. It does vary a little bit. But in any case, for Christmas, since you just asked a little while ago, and we started to go down the rabbit trail again, It looks like going forward, there's going to be a large bulge of warm air that's going to come up into the western half dome, as two-thirds of the country, all the way to the Mississippi River, a little bit further east over the next couple weeks. There's a lot of snow in Canada, a lot of warm air to the west. It looks like as we get toward Christmas, the warm air starts to retreat a little bit, and that cold air starts to come down. It looks like it might mix with some a storm system, so that as we get toward Christmas week, the chances for snow will be going up. But the timing's going to be an issue, and of course you never know this far in advance exactly where. But I'd say, if anything, we probably have a slightly better chance than normal to have snow on the ground in the Ohio Valley, at least Christmas week. But better chance probably from New Year's on. But certainly it's a possibility for Christmas.
What month in our particular area here do we see the most snow typically?
January. Although the past few years, I mean, last year it was definitely February. We got dumped on in February last year.
Right.
And I think the past few years, for whatever reason, and some people would say it's climate change and who knows what, but it seems like the winters have been a little bit later. It looks like this year's going to be no different, and it looks like we get the cold and the snow, you know, a little bit later, maybe even more toward later January or February, and this year it looks like that could be kind of the same when it comes to, because it looks like after that cold spell, you know, at the end of the year, we could have another little warm-up before we have a pretty respectable cold spell that goes into February and early March. It could be quite a winter this year in a lot of areas, a lot more so than what we've seen, but there's still going to be a lot of ups and downs. But for Christmas, looks like definitely going to be the white Christmas in some areas. The Ohio Valley is just statistically not an area, at least around Cincinnati. I think we're usually around 10 or 20% of Christmases that we have an inch or more snow on the ground. So mm-hmm. it's more often than not we don't, but maybe a little bit better chance this year than most years.
So there you have it. The man, the myth, the legend has spoken. There is a good chance that week that we are going to cool down, the snow is going to move in, and we're going to have snow on Christmas morning. But again, 20% of the Christmases is about all we ever have at White Christmas.
Yeah, I'd give it maybe 30% this year. I'm not going to say it's likely. But
Wait a minute. You had me all fired up there. Now you drop back to 30%.
Sorry. I'd say the chances of snow on the ground sometime that week is probably 50-50 or greater, but Christmas Day, can't go too high in Cincinnati. There just aren't strong signs that we're going to have lots of snow that early.
So
we'll see.
Now, do you have your snowboard out already?
Yes, actually, I do.
Okay.
Just because I had it out a week or so ago when we had that, you know, several hours of wet snow that never accumulated, at least here.
Right.
But I had it out for that, and I know Columbus had inch or two of snow that day that actually accumulated.
Yeah, didn't last very long, but it did. And I guess the states up north had some pretty good snow over the last couple of days.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that there's actually a snow system that's going to be headed into Ann Arbor, Michigan this afternoon, and it looks like by the end of the game there could be some snowflakes falling. Although most of the accumulation, they could get a couple inches up there, is going to come after the game. So if you're going to the game in Ann Arbor, and you're coming back to Ohio afterwards, you may not want to hang around too long unless you have good snow tires.
So celebrate the victory, Ohio State victory, and then head out.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Cheer and then get out of there and head home.
Correct.
Got it. Ron Rothes, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and go Bucks.
Go Bucks. ArborDoctor.com is his website. Always a pleasure having him on with us, and keeping us informed about the weather and, of course, about our trees and how to keep those trees going. And as you all well know, get out there and plant a tree. That's one of the themes of our shows here, thanks to Ron and, of course, all his great advice. But get out there and plant a tree. And, of course, this Christmas, keep it real with a live Christmas tree. Get out this weekend. Get yourself a live cut or bald and burlapped or growing in a container live tree. Put the artificial one away. Keep it in the garage. Keep it in the attic. Do whatever. Live tree this Christmas. Coming up next, Rita Nader Heikenfeld. Are you herbally experienced? Here in the garden with Ron Wilson and Joe Strecker.
With a do-it-yourself gardener at 1-800-823-TALK. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.